Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad breaks go getting you down. Even when times get rough and you had enough, still gotta try.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. I hope you use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. You'll find lots of stuff there that will help you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and all the other things that are there, right there for you. Just all of it's free. Just check it out and enjoy yourself. Debbie Meyer is with us, folks. Debbie is a longtime friend and a member of our Brain Trust. She is the lady who invented the green bag. You see her on television. She's a great inventor and an entrepreneur, and has a very, very important message to you about running her business. The things that she's learned, especially about planning. And Debbie, thanks for staying with me. By the way, give us your website before we go any further.
It's www.debbymeyer.com.
M-E-Y-E-R.com. And that's Debbie with an I-E. Debbie, we were talking in the previous segment about not depending on getting yourself to the position where if you have a good fourth quarter or it's just an okay fourth quarter, it doesn't ruin your life. It doesn't ruin your year. And the only way to do that is to front load, basically to front load the other three quarters.
Exactly.
The first three quarters.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so what we're talking about right now, you and I are standing here talking about what can we do in 2011?
Right. This is kind of interesting when, if I put it in perspective in terms of my business. Now, my business is a small business, and some of it is actually, some of it is shoot from the hip. I have to respond very quickly. I do, live TV. My products are on live TV. I can be scheduled at any time. I could be scheduled more often than I anticipated, or I could be scheduled less than I anticipated. So some things are very hard to pin down in terms of long-term planning, but there are some things that you can do even if you are in that situation. And certainly, I probably have one of the leanest, meanest budgets you can imagine. And it gets a lot leaner and a lot meaner as we approach third quarter.
Right.
But that's because it's a necessity. It's a necessity for us to manage that fourth quarter no matter what it turns out to be.
Right.
And you can only do that if you take a realistic look. This is the big face it time. This is where you separate, the real planners from the people who are just hoping and praying that fourth quarter somehow gets them through. Because
right.
You know what? I think the first quarter is actually very problematic as well. First quarter, in the first 2 weeks of the first quarter and up into maybe even the third week of the first quarter, you've got everybody's credit card bills hitting home. Everybody's getting hit with what they spent in the fourth quarter.
And see, and that's the reason why for retailers, all retailers, large and small, January, February are tough months.
Absolutely tough. Because people have now, they've spent what they had. And now they're having to regroup. And, maybe some things are going back because they overspent. It's all of those things. And, and you're faced at the end of fourth quarter with returns. Are there going to be returns? What's going to happen in that part of the season as well? So it's not really just fourth. It's fourth and the first month of the first quarter that you've got to be well prepared for. You have to know, as far as we're concerned, the spending comes way, way down. And not that we spend a lot on anything, but the spending is the part that we look at first. We want to make sure, we want to make sure the people around us are taken care of and everybody's happy and all that kind of thing. But we've got to get through that quarter. And the vicissitudes of the kind of business I'm in are very wide. So it's, I may not have as many on-air opportunities to sell product as I anticipated. What am I going to do? I can't be distressed over that. I have to know that I've covered myself using the opportunities I had before that quarter. So when you budget, you have to lay out you have to actually lay out all your expenses that you see as necessary and then take that fourth quarter and actually pull it out as if it doesn't exist.
What about this? What if you, and this is, in a way, this is, it's in a tiny way, it might be thinking, you might be thinking you're playing a game with yourself, but what about this? What if you loaded 14 months of budget into 12 months of sales?
Exactly.
And then you tried to meet those, and you tried to cover that with your sales. Now if you give yourself 14, if you annualize 14 months of budget mm-hmm. over 12 months, those first 6 months of the year, you know, you're gonna start realizing, you know what, I better turn the burner on here,
or get out there and beat some more bushes.
yeah,
it's just looking at it, upside down way of what I'm saying, because it's really, for me, it's like I say, I pretend that the fourth isn't there.
What you could do? You could take 12 months of sales and front load them in the first 10 months.
Yes.
So,
I mean,
if you cover all your 12 month of expenses, with your gross profit over the first 10 months, then the last 2 months are gravy.
You said earlier, you made your year, you tried to make your year by October 1st, and then you knew that you were okay. And that's essentially what we're saying to everybody. But, the old days of October 1st hits and everybody starts rubbing their hands together because it's fourth quarter, and that day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, and now it's Cyber Monday and all that stuff. I don't buy into that stuff. I don't buy mm-hmm. into the emotional atmosphere of that mm-hmm. because that makes people who are not making all their numbers in that quarter, it puts you down.
It makes them desperate people. And you know what?
Exactly.
I've been desperate in the fourth quarter, and I always felt my customers could tell. I tried to hide it, but I've always felt that they could tell. Hey, Debbie, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 10 till the hour. DebbieMeyer.com is the website, and the lady that we're talking to. We'll be right back. 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.